morning. So we'll start taking a seat. Give yourself a moment to close your eyes. And let's breathe together and move together. We'll let our head drop down and roll from side to side. Come back to center, bring hands to your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. Now inhale, circle arms up into the sky, and then exhale, hands back to the heart. And take a few more breaths, just like that. And one more breath, reaching up into the sky. This time as we exhale, let's fold forward. We'll place our hands on the mat. We'll step our feet back and find downward facing dog. Give yourself a really nice big push back away from your hands, pressing your heels up and down. Take an inventory of your body. See what you need today. Let's walk our hands back to our feet and we'll fold into a forward bend, customizing every pose to the needs of your own body. Now walk your hands forward again. And we're back to downward facing dog. Set your knees now onto the mat. Sit down onto your feet. As we inhale, let's spread our arms wide open. And then as we exhale, we'll bow forward. And let's breathe together, move together. One more time, reaching our arms wide open. And then as we bow forward, we'll settle in for a moment to child's pose. Know that anytime you'd like to stop and rest today, you can always return to child's pose. Now our toes curl under our feet and we step into downward facing dog. Step your right foot forward. Left knee touching down on the mat, we'll inhale and reach to the sky, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands back on the mat and we step the right foot back. Inhaling, shoulders come above the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale and lower down. Inhale, rolling the shoulders back, we rise into cobra. And then hips reach again into heels, child's pose. And toes curl into the floor. Let's step into downward facing dog. And now step the left foot forward. Right knee touches down, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And then hands come back to the mat again. And the left foot steps back. Inhale, come forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhaling, we rise into cobra. And then hips slip back into heels again, child's pose. Now we step again into downward facing dog, and this time let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, come all the way up for sun breaths. Exhaling all the way down. Following the waves of your breath as we breathe together and move together. And we'll rise up one more time. Bring hands to your heart. Look down, make sure you're standing at the front end of your mat. And we'll flow through the sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. And we sink the hips down, chair pose. Now come up again. If you want to, lean back just a little bit. And then come diving down. Inhale, come up halfway to a flat back. Now take your hands to the mat. Step your right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. circling arms up into the sky, and then hands back down to the mat. Left foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we'll arch up. And with the exhale, back to downward facing dog. And reach your right leg up and into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And we bring the hands back down again and step the left foot forward. With an inhale, reach all the way up. And sink down again into chair. And then up into the sky. Maybe you'll lean back here. Diving down. Inhale, halfway lift. And then hands touch the mat and the left foot steps back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And bring the hands back onto the mat. Step the right foot back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. And exhale, go back to downward facing dog. Left leg reaches up and into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. We bring our hands back to the mat and step the right foot to the front. Inhaling, we reach for the sky. With our exhale, chair pose. And then reaching up again, if you want that curved back, you can take it here. And then dive down. Inhale, halfway lift. And then we'll take our hands to the mat. Let's walk our feet back and step into downward facing dog. Take another inventory. Can you feel that you're a little more loosened up now, a little warmer in your body? As we continue to breathe and move together, let's move into our standing flows now. Reach your right leg up into the sky. Step your right foot forward. Lay your back foot flat down. Warrior one. Create a nice, firm foundation with your feet and rise up from there, custom fitting it to your own body. Now our hands will reach behind the back, linking fingers together. Push your hands and shoulders back as you let your heart reach wide open and then up toward the sky. And from here, we bow forward, hands still clasped behind us, as we lean down to that place where you find a balance of strength and flexibility. Now let your hands come to the mat, step the left foot up to meet the right. Inhale, come halfway up. And then exhale, fold forward. As you continue to come halfway up on your inhales, you can spread your arms, let them flap up and down like great wings. Now next inhale, come all the way up. And then hands to the heart, chair pose. Hips sink down and back. Now rising up from the chair, take hands onto your hips, step the right foot halfway back, pyramid pose. Let's lean out over the left leg now. And with your legs straight, little by little, ease into your body. Gently feeling the release, breath by breath. We'll take our hands to the mat. Let's walk our feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And we take the exhale back to downward facing dog. And changing sides, left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward. Lay your back foot flat down. Warrior one. Feel the strength in this warrior one. Like you're standing up tall for what you believe in. And then hands reach behind the back. We spread the heart wide open. Still a powerful warrior, but with this heart of compassion. And then bowing down. Hands drop down to the mat. The right foot steps forward. Inhale, halfway up. And exhale, lower down. And again, you can spread your arms like wings if you choose. And take your next inhale all the way up. And hands to the heart, chair pose. Stand up. Taking hands under the hips, step your left foot halfway back. Pyramid pose. Leaning out over the right leg now. Folding forward, finding your sweet spot. Where does your body say yes? That's just the right place. Take hands down to the mat. Walk your feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. So let's take that and add some more. Right leg to the sky. Step the right foot forward. Back foot comes flat down. Warrior one. Start with power and strength. Hands behind the back as you add a nice big open heart. And then bowing forward. Hands touch down on the mat. We step the left foot forward. Spread your wings. Come halfway up and down. And catch the next updraft all the way up. Hands to the heart, chair pose. We stand up. We'll step the right foot halfway back, hands at the hips or elsewhere if you'd like. Leaning forward. Pyramid pose. Take hands to the mat. Step the right foot forward. Take your right hand around your left ankle. Left arm to the sky as we open into a twist to the left. And come back around. Come halfway up to a nice long stretch for your back. And then folding forward, wrap your left fingers around your right ankle. Let's take the twist to the right. And come back around. And after the twist, let's stretch the back by coming up halfway. Now take your hands to the mat. Step your left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And then blow in the breeze a little, waving your arms around, finding balance. And then hands come down to the mat. Send your right leg to the sky behind you. And then bring your right knee under your body. You can either lay the right knee down, take your left arm to the sky, a kneeling side plank, or slide your right foot all the way across to the left side of your mat, rolling over onto your left foot, left arm to the sky. And then come back around, and we'll flow through the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. And let's change sides. Left leg up and into the sky. Step the left foot forward, back foot flat down. Warrior one. Stand up for what you believe in. Stand your ground. And then hands behind the back, open heart. And we bow forward. Hands come down to the mat. The right foot steps up to meet the left. Halfway up. Spread your wings. Move with your breath. Next inhale, all the way up. And then hands to the heart, chair pose. Standing up, hands come to the hips. We step the left foot halfway back. Pyramid pose. Each time, feeling your body open just a little bit more, breath by breath. Hands come to the mat, left foot steps forward, right hand grabs the left ankle, and we twist to the left. Come back around, lift up halfway, and then take your left hand around your right ankle and twist to the right. Coming back around, we'll lift up halfway. Then take hands to your mat, step your right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. And we'll blow in the breeze. Hands come down to the mat, left leg up to the sky behind you. And then bring your left knee under the body, either set the left knee down or cross your left leg underneath you to the right side of your mat, rolling over, right arm to the sky. And then we come back around, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. And exhale, back to downward facing dog. So let's add one more segment. Right leg to the sky. Step the right foot forward, the back foot flat down. Warrior one. then hands reach around behind the back, spreading the heart wide open. And let's bow forward. Now our hands drop down to the mat. We step the left foot up to meet the right. Halfway up. Spread your wings. Come all the way up. Hands to the heart, chair pose. And then as we stand up, we shift hands to the hips, step the right foot halfway back, leaning forward, pyramid pose. Where is the yes in your body? Take your hands to the mat, step the right foot forward. Right hand takes the left ankle as we twist to the left. And come back around, straighten your back out. And then left hand grabs the right ankle, a twist to the right. Back around, lift up halfway. And take your hands to the mat, step your left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. And blow in the breeze. Hands come down to the mat, right leg to the sky behind you. And then the right knee comes under the body. We'll either lay the right knee down or cross it all the way underneath you. Left arm to the sky. Now come back around, right leg back up into the air. Now roll your right hip open the other direction so your right knee points to the sky. And then draw great big circles round and round with your right knee. Right leg up into the air. And then with a great big step forward, lay your back foot flat down, opening to warrior two. Reach a little bit forward. Turn the right hand to the sky and then up and back behind your head. Reverse warrior, side bend. Both hands around to the right foot and hop the left foot forward. Inhale all the way up. Hands come into the heart. Step your feet hip distance apart. Let's finish this flow with a back bend. Make fists at your low back. Pushing your feet down, rise up, rolling the shoulders back as you lean into the back bend that feels right in your body. Back up, sliding hands around onto your hips, fold the back bend into a forward bend, and for a moment hang down into gravity. Your arms can dangle or you can wrap your fingers around your elbows. Now step your right foot back and then your left foot back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. And with the exhale, back to downward facing dog. So that's the whole flow. One more time on the other side. Left leg to the sky. Set the left foot forward, back foot down flat. We step into warrior one. Our hands reach behind the back. Spread your heart wide open. And then bow forward. Our hands come down to the mat. We step the right foot forward. Come halfway up. Spread your wings. Next inhale comes all the way up. Hands to the heart, chair pose. And then we stand up, touching our hands to our hips. The left foot steps halfway back. Pyramid pose. Hands to the mat, step the left foot forward. Right hand grabs the left ankle, let's twist to the left. And coming back around, we'll lift up halfway to stretch the back straight. And then folding forward, left hand takes the right ankle for a twist to the right. Back around, stretch your back out by coming up halfway. And then hands to the mat, right foot steps back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Blow in a little breeze. Hands come down to the mat, left leg up into the sky. And then bring your left knee under your body, either setting it down or crossing it underneath you. Right arm reaches up. And come back around, left leg up into the sky, this time rolling the hip open the other direction, drawing circles round and round with your left kneecap. And left leg up into the air. Big wide step forward with the left foot. Lay your back foot flat. Warrior two. Reach just a little forward. Flip over your left hand, then reach it up and back, right arm dripping down your right leg. Reverse warrior. And spinning both hands all the way around to the left foot. We'll hop the right foot forward. Inhale, come all the way up. As you bring hands to your heart, separate your feet hip distance apart, and let's arch into the back bend. Always rising up, not compressing the low back, but expanding into the back bend. And coming carefully up. Hands to the hips as we pour the back bend down. Hang into gravity a little bit in any way that's comfortable for you. And Take your hands onto the mat. Step the left foot back and then the right foot back. And we'll flow through our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with the exhale, back to downward facing dog. And now we lay knees to the mat, sliding hips into heels. We lay down to rest in child's pose. And we just breathe together. Up to the front of your mat. Press your hands firmly down, curl your toes under your feet, and step into downward facing dog. And then we'll walk our feet up to meet our hands, coming slowly all the way up. And we bring hands into the heart. So let's step into some balancing now. We'll step first onto the right foot, and we'll start today with tree pose. So when you're ready, take your left foot to the ankle or the calf or the thigh of your right leg. Your hands might be at the heart. They might branch out. If you need to use a wall to help support you, you're welcome to do that. If you need to step down and start again, you're welcome to do that. Now we fold hands into the heart and point the left knee straight ahead. You could also extend your left leg straight if you want to. Now let's spread our arms wide open. And we'll take this to eagle pose by wrapping the left leg around the right and crossing the right arm over the left, either hugging shoulders or wrapping the arms together. And then unwrapping the eagle pose, let's come onto 2 feet. And for a moment, move your body a little bit. And let's explore that on the other side. Step onto your left foot and let's start again with tree pose. Right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. It's your interpretation of it. Bringing hands to the heart, let's point the right knee straight ahead. Again, you can straighten the leg if you want to. And then reaching our arms wide. The right leg winds around the left. The left arm crosses over the right. Eagle pose. Again, your interpretation of it. And then as we release the eagle and come back onto 2 feet, another moment to move your body any way that it might crave. And then let's take a nice big inhale, reaching once more up into the sky. Exhaling, we'll fold all the way down. Lay our hands on the mat, walk our feet back, and once again, lay knees down, slide hips into heels, and return to child's pose. We'll add a side bend this time. Walk your hands way over to the right. And then walk your hands back to the center, and then way off to the left. Walk our hands back again to the center. and then tuck our toes under our feet and step into downward facing dog. So we'll move now into hip opening with pigeon pose. So you're welcome to choose the variation on your back if you'd like. Roll over onto your back and cross your right ankle over your left thigh. Or for the prone variation, step your right foot forward, bending the knee, foot behind the left hand, knee behind the right. And take your time easing your body into pigeon pose until you find a really nice feeling of release in your right hip. And then we just breathe together. Prone variation, take your hands to the mat. If you're on your back, take your left leg up to the sky and use that to swing yourself up to sit. If you're already sitting, lean over onto your right hip and swing your left leg around until it touches your right foot. Let's turn and face the left leg for a forward bend. Inhale, rising up tall. And then exhaling, we drape over the left leg in a forward bend. Find in your body where it's the right amount of stretch. Walk your hands up your left leg. Lay your hands down on the mat. Let's swing the left foot back and then step the right foot back. And once you come to downward facing dog, press your heels up and down a little bit, allowing those poses to really take root into your body. Let's take pigeon now to the other side. So if you're going on your back, it will be left ankle across right thigh, or step the left leg forward, foot behind the right hand, knee behind the left. And then we just breathe together. If you're in the prone variation, hands come onto the mat. If you're on your back, right leg to the sky, use that to swing yourself up to sit. And then from sitting, roll over onto your left hip, swing your right leg around till it meets your left foot. Turn to the right leg, inhale, rising tall, reaching to the sky. Exhale, folding over your right leg in a forward bend. hands up the right leg. Take hands onto the mat, swing your right foot back, step your left foot back. Pressing heels up and down once again, taking inventory in your body. Those places that were craving an opening, hopefully feeling nourished. Now let your knees come to the mat. Crisscross your ankles, slip right over the tops of your feet. And from here, we'll roll right down onto the floor. Lay yourself down onto your back. Give your knees a hug, rock your body a little bit side to side. Now line your knees up directly above your hips. Spread your arms out wide on the floor. Lift your shins parallel to the ground. And now draw your belly in. And finding strength at your center, lower your knees halfway to the right. And then with that strength, bring them back up to the center. And then halfway to the left. And then continue. Slow motion, side to side. You're also welcome to do this with your legs straight instead of bent. Finding strength at your center. Go one more time to the right. One more time to the left. And when your knees come to center, take hands on your knees, draw circles round and round. And then go around the opposite direction. As you come now to center, slide your hands up your shins. Grab the outsides of your feet. Reach them up like they walked across the ceiling with a deep bend in your knees. And if you like, rock side to side. Here, we'll allow our legs to open into a great big V. You may not be able to reach your feet, so slide your hands to your inner thighs. Bending the knees, take your hands on your knees, bring them back together, and again, circle round and round. And then go around the other way. Now as you arrive back at center, choose the inversion you might enjoy today. You could lay on your back and reach your legs to the sky. You could push your feet down into the floor as you lift your hips up in a bridge pose, or reach your hips and legs up above you in a shoulder stand. Or if you practice another inversion, choose whatever you might enjoy. And then we breathe together. gently begin your descent back down onto the mat again. Once you come down, reach around for your knees and rock yourself side to side. Now let's press our feet into the floor for fish pose. Slip your hands underneath your hips. Stretch your legs out straight. Sit up on fingertips. Tuck elbows underneath your back so you're propped up on your forearms. And then let your head lay back as you reach your heart to the sky. Head lift up first, and then the fish pose comes safely back to the ground. Hands come out from underneath us. They sweep around to the floor behind our head, lacing our fingers together, turning our palms around. Take a big full body stretch from one end of your mat to the other. And then let's reach down and gather up the right knee. Cross the right knee over your body to the left. Will you turn your head and look to the right? With each breath, see if you can relax your body a little more. Let the left hand slip away and fall to the floor, rolling the twist back over until you're on your back. Straighten your body out a little bit after twisting. And then again, stretch out through the arms and legs, a full body stretch, one end of your mat to the other. And then reaching down, collect the left knee. Cross it all the way over you to the right. Now turn your head and look to the left. Bring out any last bits of tension from your body, like wringing out a dish towel. Right hand lets go. That last twist rolls you over and it lays you down. Straighten yourself out again on your mat. And now lay yourself down for our final relaxation. Surrender the weight of your body to the floor. Close your eyes. And we breathe together. As you settle into this final relaxation, into your deep inhale and deep exhale, identify a word that would empower you today. Once you have that word, imagine your breath giving life to it. With each breath, blowing that word in and through your body, into every cell, spreading it into the airspace around you. And it grows stronger with each breath. And as you move throughout your day, you feel it echoing within you and all around you, empowering you all day long. Breathing together. Your word blowing through and around you. Now take a very deep breath in. And a nice deep exhale out. And take a moment to create your own meaningful closure for your experience today. Yourself gently over now onto your right side for a moment, basking in the afterglow of your practice. And finally, let's meet in that comfortable seated position where we began. As you arrive here once again, offer your gratitude for your yoga practice today. And we'll let our head drop down once again, rolling from side to side. And come back to center now. Our arms circle up into the sky. Our hands touch together above us, and we bring them first to our forehead for empowered thoughts today, and then to our lips for empowered words, and to our heart for an empowered heart. May the sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.